أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا. صدق الله العظيم. Today we discuss another aspect of Dajjal, and that is that when Dajjal appears, then he will claim to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him powers with which those who do not have iman will believe that he is Allah and he has powers from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very important aspect, that whoever claimed to be a Nabi of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give those imposters any powers like supernatural powers, miracles, etc., to claim Nubuwat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when Dajjal claims to be Allah himself, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant him such powers. The rationale behind it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was very protective over the status and the rank and the office of Nubuwat. But when one claims to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will allow that. And hence we found that in the past, many had claimed to be Nabis of Allah, but they never had the opportunity to show out any supernatural power whatsoever. Coming back to Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. At that point, when these youngsters refused to leave the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their tawheed, their wahdaniyat, and their belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when the king, after much threats, called them, then they stood up for the haqq and for the truth. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had imbued iman in their hearts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah wazidnahum huda, Allah had increased them in their hidayat and guidance. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect of the hidayat and guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them. Allah says, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, and we had tied upon their hearts. Tied upon their hearts means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had firmly embedded iman in their hearts. Now ulama have explained very, very quickly, we go through this, that there are different stages of hidayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of them. The very first stage of hidayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants any individual, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابُ. That person gets hidayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when that form of hidayat comes, he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging forgiveness from Allah, seeking pardon from Allah, making tawbah, making istighfar. And that is the very starting point of anyone that gains hidayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He becomes repentant, and he becomes turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by way of regret and remorse of his past deeds. The second stage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ. That is a stage that is called ihtida. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the stage to any individual, then that iman has progressed to such a stage that whoever tries to harm him insofar as his deen is concerned, people may try to derail us from our mission towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it does not impact on these individuals. And that is the stage of ihtida that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants those individuals. Then the next stage that one progresses towards is the stage of which the Quran speaks about, sharh al-sadr. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the sharh al-sadr. Allah opens their hearts. We discussed this the other day in the Tarawih talk, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens their hearts, and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what is the meaning of this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts a noor, a light in the heart, a guiding light. And then Sahaba asked, what is the sign of it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained that that noor will guide them towards the hereafter. In other words, although one is living in this world, we will earn in this world, we will work in this world, but our hearts are always inclined towards the hereafter. Thereafter, the ulama say that this is the next stage of hidayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants, which is known as rabt-e-qalb. That Allah subhanahu subhanahu wa ta'ala then ties upon the hearts of these people. In other words, Allah firmly embeds this iman, that even at that stage, despite the fact that the whole world can be against a person, and here in this particular instance, the king being against these youngsters, they stood up, إِذْ قَامُوا, and when they stood up, فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, when the king asked them to claim that he is their God, then they replied, no, our Rabb, our sustainer is the Rabb, is the sustainer of the skies and the earth. لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهًا. And then secondly is, we will never call upon any God, any deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا. If we do that, if we claim that there is another God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we pray or we bow down to any God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have spoken such a thing that is far away from reason and far away from logic. In other words, it is not logical to call upon any God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And perhaps here is the very important lesson in this incident that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to in Surah Kahf, is this is the type of iman that we are supposed to strive for, we are supposed to aspire for, that we work towards this hidayat, we work towards the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a very simple way of gaining this guidance and hidayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we take it by way of an example, hidayat and guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes from Allah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers upon a servant. It is like a tap or like a waterfall that comes down, and when a person puts his bucket the right side up, then undoubtedly that bucket will get filled. If our hearts are turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will shower within our hearts this light of iman, this light of guidance, by which we will gain strength in the ibadat of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.